You are now checking out the Sounds of Fate Radio every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, yeah, you're now checking out the Sounds of Fate Radio. We are in the building today, and we will have Miss Canary Diamonds in the building. We're going to be talking to her about her new music and you know, seeing what else she got going on. We may have her on the line right now, but I'm going to play this new joint, Ready to Fly. Hold on.
This ain't your usual typical love. Everything that you do got me caught up.
Only right, they take shots at the star level. We can't blame them, this shit they can't name it. They can't picture this, we broke most of the frame. We on some fly shit, so they all on my shit. Can't duplicate it, so they despise it. They try to knock us, we keep rising. Not worry about that.
Spade Radio, you in the building. 323, who's there?
Hey, it's Canary.
What's going on, mommy?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Can't complain. Thank you.
Okay, that's what's up. So for the people that may not be familiar with the movement, the new fans, maybe you can tell them a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Watts, California, Los Angeles, California. I'm a rapper, dancer, singer, actress, juggler, part-time smuggler. Whatever. I do it all. My main face is rapping, though. That's what I do. Been doing it for a while, you know. Seems like forever now.
Uh-huh.
You know, just that's the bulk of it.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. So what are you working on right now? What you have a new project that's about to drop?
Yes, I have a new – I'm working on my new EP, actually, as we speak. I'm at the studio. Working on my new EP. I'm very excited about that. It's going to be dropping sometime this summer. Don't have an exact date yet. Probably July, though. July-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, working on that and dropping my new single on iTunes next week, Tuesday. It's called I Ain't Her.
Yeah, we got that for them, too. We got that for them, too. We're gonna play that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, so you got the new music coming out, and I know everybody that the question that I'm getting is, are you still with Black Wall Street, or what happened with that movement?
No, I am no longer still with Black Wall Street. It just wasn't the best situation for me. I mean, Game will always be my people. I always appreciate the opportunity he gave me, you know, just being good people. We're still my family, always going to be my family. It just wasn't the best situation for me, you know. It's hard being under another artist who's still focused on their career, you know. And you can't blame him. Like, I can't be mad at him for that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't blame somebody for looking out for themselves. So, I mean, it's just hard, you know. It's hard being an artist under another current, you know, still in it swimming artist, you know. I see if he's, you know, a little retired, you know, but he's still doing his thing. So that's kind of difficult, you know. So I just looked at the situation and, you know, decided that I'll be, you know, it wasn't the best situation for me, so.
Okay. All right, so that brings me to another question. Do you feel like it's important for, like, females to get a cosign before, in order for them to, you know, be in a certain space?
I don't feel that way, and it's I'm like on a mission to prove it. But, you know, you can't change history and you can't change facts. And so far, every female that we have has had a cosign, you know.
Yeah.
We haven't had
yeah.
one who didn't, you know. So that's difficult. Like, I think, you know, old school, you go Queen Latifah and MC Lyte, you know, I think those were the last. And they kind of still had cosigns, you get what I'm saying? So it's
yeah,
like,
Queen Latifah started, like, that New Jersey movement thing that she...
Right.
Yeah, back then.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it's hard. History, you can't fight history, you know, and it's hard. Every female we know right now has a cosign, you know, so it's difficult because the industry makes it that way. They tell
uh-huh.
you, you know what I'm saying? They tell you, you know. People don't want to listen to a female rapper if a major rapper not cosigning her. It's like, oh, we don't believe you. But once Jay-Z or, I mean, you know, whoever believe you, then everybody else want to believe. Okay, cool. You know, so that's what it is. But I'm kind of on a mission to prove that we don't need cosigns.
Okay. All right. So are there any, speaking of, like, other female artists, are there any female artists that you're checking for as far as music-wise?
You know, just being honest, it's difficult, you know. it is. I'm being honest. It's difficult. You know, I'm not mad at the person who says they don't like female rappers. You know, it's a lot of people like that. They're like, I don't mess with female rappers. And I see why. You know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
hard. It is really hard to find a quality, you know, someone that's not selling gimmicks, someone just quality music. You know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, you know, I'm supportive. Let me say that. I'm supportive
mm-hmm.
of all female rappers because I know how hard it is to be one. You get what I'm saying? Regardless,
yeah.
like the difficulties of being in this position. You know, it's like we've picked the worst job in the world. Like, we're at the bottom of the totem pole. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I understand, so I support all of them, you know?
Okay. All right. Definitely. So, but you're an artist that's been affiliated with a major artist, and
mm-hmm.
you've also done the indie thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are some of the positive? Well, we'll start with the negative. I think people like to hear the bad stuff first. What are some of the negative things? What are some of the negative things that a female rapper goes through? You know, while she's trying to accomplish, you know, her goal as being one of the top artists.
Males.
Just men.
Right. The exact opposite, which is a man. You know, in this industry, it's a lot of egos. It's a lot of, you know, egos running around here. So, you know, men, unfortunately, don't know how to think with the head on top of their shoulders. So that's the biggest difficult I know myself and all other females run into is the male ego, the male with the power. You know what I'm saying? I have the power to chew on. I have the power to co-sign you. I have the power to do a feature. I have the power to put you on. But
mm-hmm.
which for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's always the, but what you gonna do for me?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the biggest difficulty of being a female rapper. Because it's not, let's just keep it real. We know it's not about skill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where
there's
plenty, the biggest artists aren't the best at what they do talent-wise. That's just what it is. It's just they have the most money behind them, you know. That's the
mm-hmm.
difference. And when you're dealing with somebody, most of the money come with a penis. They're like, you want my money? You know, what you gonna give me? So that's the most difficult part. Just keeping it all the way 100. That's the most difficult part of being a female rapper is the men with the power.
Yeah, and you don't really look like a typical female rapper either, because, you know, let's keep it real. A lot of the female rappers aren't that pretty. You know, you're a pretty female. So you're a pretty female rapper. So it's a little bit, you're going to even have more of a problem, you know, but let's keep it real. There's a lot of busted female rappers out there. let's just keep keep it 100.
Right. I'll be right.
So wait. So how did you get into rapping in the first place?
Well, in the industry, I started off as an actress. I was a child actress. You know, I did commercials and all that type of stuff. And then I got into dancing and doing, like, hip-hop and choreography. Like, I was doing choreography very young, like at 11. And so I was, you know, doing, like, the dance groups and all that type of stuff. And I had a manager at the time who was managing me dancing, and she was like, she wanted to put together a girl group. So I was like, cool, you know, I could sing. So I was like, cool, let's do that. So I became a part of that. Obviously, that didn't work. and those worked. I don't know. So in the last one, though, you know, I decided to do something different. I was like, you know, let's do something different. So we lived. There's one rapper. We was like, okay, two rappers that's never been done.
Mm-hmm. Are you? You're traveling right now, right? Because you're breaking up a little bit. Hello. Hello. Guess we lost. She's gonna call back though. Let's get into this joint right here. Ready to fly.
This ain't your usual typical love. Everything that you do got me caught up. I'm used to the low, got me so high. I'm losing control when I'm touching the sky. I'm ready to fly. Only right, they take shots at the star level. We can't blame them, this shit they can't name it. They can't picture this, we broke most of the frame. We on fly shit, so they all on my shit. Can't duplicate it, so they despise it. They try to knock us, we keep rising. I worry about the hate, they mad cause they ain't that. You all I need, like the song Mary sing. Used to keep at me, send me for my team. Since you came along, it's only you I see. And if I ever sleep, I say the man of my dreams. But no, I be up like hustling late night. He do the same, we compromise if it ain't right. He a thug, but he handle me properly. Hey. If I say I ain't up in charge, he will curse me.
Trying to get it back. Hold on. I ain't her. Check this out.
Excuse me, but she mom don't care if you a real one. Don't take more than that for me to deal with you. Don't care about your car, Chris, or your biggest need. I got my own part in me. Yeah, boy, stop. You gon' have to come better than that. Boy, stop. I don't really view you as a cat. Yeah, you kinda cute. He got a little cash. Keep them down a dozen. Boy, you ever rat. I'm
And we are back. Do we have you back?
Yes. Sorry, lost service.
No problem. We understand. I know you're traveling, so it's all good. But you were it's telling us the story about how you got into rap music.
Oh yeah. Okay, so international, I did the girl group. Those don't work. In the last girl group, I decided to rap. Decided to be two singers, one rapper. We tried that out, and I loved it. Like, it came like second nature to me. So I was like, oh, cool, this is cool. So of course that girl group didn't work out. The singer wanted to go solo. So I'm like, all right, whatever. after that, I just stuck to rapping. You know, I just stuck to rapping. And just, that's basically how I became a rapper.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. But it seems like to me you're really focused because, you know, a lot of times people when they're in a label situation and then they're in group situations, sometimes they just stop, you know, because mm-hmm. they get fed up. But you seem to be really focused. How do you stay motivated to keep doing it after so many different difficult situations?
You just got to – it's all about where your passion is. You know, this is my passion. Like, I can't see myself doing anything else. Like, this is just where my heart is. But I also understand, you know, I like to think of myself as a very realistic person. Like, I realize that anything worth having is worth working for. You know what I'm saying? Anything that comes easy, it's not worth it. Like, it's going to fall apart because the foundation isn't strong. You know what I'm saying? So all the ups and downs of anything you're going through is just to make you stronger for the blessing. It's making you stronger for whatever is to come. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that. So when things happen, like, the game situation didn't work out. You know, I learned a lot from that situation, though, and I learned a lot that I can put towards my future, you know. So it's just all a learning lesson. You never lose. You just learn or you win. Either one. You never lose, though.
Okay. All right. So are you working on anything outside of music? You know, like some people are, or you just focus on music right now? You know, like clothing line or something like that, or perfume or stuff like that. Hello? We're back?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's my fault. Are you
working on anything outside of music? Like a clothing line, you know, just like another business outside that's not music.
Oh yeah, well I have my own cosmetic company called Bella Muse. I'm working on basically made up makeup products, and also I'm working on, I have another business, a tech company outside of music. So, you know, I'm doing other things definitely outside of music. You know, my bills do need to be paid. So, yeah, I do other things, and also I act. So right now I'm working on a movie called Concrete Jungle. It's an LA-based film, you know. So I'm working on that. We're going to start filming next month, so that should be fun. You know, acting, that's the first thing I did. So that's, I love acting. It's natural to me, you know, but I love that. So yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're running out of time, but I definitely want you to talk about this new single, I Ain't Her, and basically tell us what is that about, like I Ain't Her.
I Ain't Her, it's produced by Young Yanni, and it's co-written by Eric Billinger. He's super dope and super hot on the West, you know. We were in the studio, and, you know, I was just having this conversation, and I'm like, I'm tired of men. Not saying I'm lesbian or anything. I was just like, I'm tired of men coming to me, because I had a situation, and the guy just, you know, he expected me to treat him like all other women treat him because of the money he made or who he was. You know what I'm saying? I was just like fed up, like, I'm so tired of that. And then so I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a song. And it's basically called I Ain't Her, telling the guy, look, I know you used to getting things your way. I know you used to being spoiled. I know you used to women throwing themselves at you and doing at your beck and call. But I ain't her.
Okay.
She ain't me. So, so, you know, and a lot of, I know a lot of women feel that way on all levels. You know, even when you get with a guy, he expects you to treat him like his ex treated him. And it's like, no, bruh, I ain't her. Like, I'm me. Either you gonna realize that or you, no, this can't work. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a girl empowerment song. It's a song for the women. Basically, you know, getting our feelings. Because everybody's not a hoochie, you know what I'm saying, or a scandalous female. You know, there's some real women out here. There's some real solid women out here. And I just wanted to make a song for the solid women who's not moved by a dollar, who's not moved by fame and stardom. We're moved by the way you treat us. You know what I'm saying? So that song is for my ladies. Called I Ain't Her, available Tuesday. Make sure you go get that.
That's what's up. That's a great message. That's definitely because there's a lot of women that they let guys run rampant. As long as they got the paper, they let them do whatever they want to do. I mean, we see it on basketball wise. We see it on Love and Hip Hop. They just let the guy do whatever he wants to do just because he has a little money in his pocket.
Right.
And I think that's a good message to send out there. But so where can people find you online?
You can follow me on Twitter at Canary D, Canary with a K, D. You can go to my website, canarydiamonds.com. Follow me on Instagram at Canary D and YouTube, Canary Diamonds.
Okay, that's what's up. So we're going to get into this song, I Ain't Her. Can you introduce it for them? And I really appreciate you calling in. Hopefully, when you release your EP, we'll get a chance to talk to you again about, you know, some of the music and the producers and everything you got on there. And we definitely look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Can you introduce the song, I Ain't Her?
What up, y'all? This is your girl, Canary Diamonds, and this is my new single, I Ain't Her.
Excuse me, but she won't. Don't care if you a real. Don't take more than that for me to deal with you. Don't care about your car, Chris, or your bigotry. I got my own part in me. Yeah, boy, stop. You gon' have to come better than that. Boy, stop. I don't really view you as a cat. Yeah, you kinda cute. He got a little cash. Just a dime a dozen. Boy, you average.
Canary Diamonds, I Ain't Her. Let's get into another one before we go. Let's check this out. It's Canary Diamonds Blackout. The new song with Black Thought, Queen Ella, and Arinze. Peep this out. Get into this.
Champagne that you like for tasting, whatever's proper for celebrations and salutations, cause I'm finally catching up to the things I'm chasing, things I've been plotting since making beats in my mama's basement, like a commercial studio that is far from basic. I just recorded last night, this shit sounds amazing. Non-believers became believers, they had to face it, as my name's getting mentioned in music conversations. SOBs last year with Hot 97, rest in peace Chris Nadler, thank you for always repping. This music thing is a hotel in my mind, cause it can cost you for real if you don't check out in time. But I ain't there yet, and never once rejected the grind, respected the grind, move like I'm expected to shine. At Wednesday, don't they got a nice ring to it? Shout to all the future baby mamas bound to use it, it's so global, baby.
Confuse my confidence and call it cocky.
I drove, wasn't sweet, wasn't cheap, paid to feed my toes, kinda high, not even at the peak of my lows, I was told that I could never keep what is owed, but it's mine, my destiny, the thought of bad days is just memory, they say I'm touched heavenly, pushing a buck seven for the better me, that's why I know I got to go now, I get more love elsewhere than I do my hometown, and I don't even know how to chill, I get to thinking there's a whole lot of bills, the game's a whole lot of frills, but my heart's calling, these desires got to get fulfilled. They get lost often from they say it's never had no skill. And the skin on my feet that's ran down from the grinding. Can't rush your blessing, boy, it's all about the timing. So you can be invested, a doctor of every bond. Just live your life fulfilling them goals and carry on the hump.
And then they copy. Confuse my confidence and call it cocky.
Cleaner than a bar of soap. I never thought that shit would be part of my horoscope. Some never thought your boy would be royalty honorable, but my mama knew it though even before her water broke. I never banged heroin, I never snorted coke, but what I spit is crack, ever so they call it dope. And I'm the sleeping giant that awoke to make triumph by the tragedy with the audacity of hope. Crime for the longest time, Billy Joel. That Philly soul will make a heart turn silly cold. It's Willie Gold, my creep, but I never fold. And I've been everywhere they try to say I couldn't go. Trying to find a rapper better than my damn self. I can't call it Alexander Graham Bell, but I got pictures of your lady in my fan mail. Strike in a Playboy pose, blue can trail. Celebrate.
Let's celebrate what it is like, what it is like, let's celebrate.
that was my boy Achievements, my boy Rav P, with Arenze, Black Thought, and Queen Ella. Dope joint. And I want to thank Canary Diamonds for calling in today. She has the new song, I Ain't Her, that's dropping on iTunes May 20th. So you make sure that you go cop that. And also, you can check out, you can follow her, check her out on her website, canarydiamonds.com. And that will keep you informed with what she has going on. And make sure you stay tuned to us, spateradio.com, and we'll be back.
You are now checking out the sounds of Spate Radio every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern.